This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Former President Trump was booked and arraigned on 37 criminal counts in Miami yesterday and pleaded not guilty to all of them. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
Former President Donald Trump made his way to the arraignment, waving to the supporters who lined the route and passing a spectacle of onlookers, protesters, and police gathered outside the Miami Federal Courthouse. Once inside, the former president, along with aide Walt Nauta, who was also charged in the case, surrendered to authorities, got swabbed for DNA, and were fingerprinted. There was no mugshot taken, and Trump was allowed to hold on to his passport.
One of the conditions of his release, he isn't allowed to speak to any potential witnesses. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Talk about an administrative nightmare of trying to enforce something like this. I mean, what you are relying on in terms of the judge is your faith that people will adhere to these federal rules. And the other thing you're relying on is somebody saying, you know what, I heard these two witnesses talking and you said they shouldn't have. Judge, I'm coming to you and I'm alerting you to something.
Trump called the charges.
Say, political persecution like something straight out of a fascist or a communist nation.
The Golden Knights crushed the Florida Panthers 9-3 in Game 5 to win Vegas's first Stanley Cup championship.
I can't even describe the feelings in my stomach right now. It's everything you can imagine.
That's Golden Knight captain Mark Stone on TNT. With the victory comes celebrations, and Vegas is preparing for the second celebration for the city in the last year after the Las Vegas Aces won the 2022 WNBA title. There are concerns that the bigger electric vehicles on the road now that have much heavier batteries could be really dangerous during a crash. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
If you think about an impact in a crash with a lighter vehicle, with a pedestrian, it's going to have a much different outcome than we've seen in the past.
Their batteries offer better protection to passengers inside the car, but she says the extra weight poses big risks to those outside. A new report finds that the number of people displaced from their homes has reached an unprecedented level.
A record 110 million people have been forcibly displaced from their homes. The UN Refugee Agency says the number was up 19.1 million from the end of 2021, the biggest ever increase since the records began back in 1975.
A U.S. Army base in Louisiana was renamed to honor Sergeant William Henry Johnson. He's a Black hero of World War I who received the Medal of Honor nearly a century later. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, a longtime producer, Aaron Zommers. It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. Welcoming your calls, as always, 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We'll make it easy. 844-967-96-PARTY. I tried to make it easy and messed it up. Try it again, Todd. 844-96-PARTY. The Republican Party of Wisconsin having an identity crisis. Who are they with? Former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan? Wisconsin native? Torchbearer for the Republican Party? Or are they with Donald Trump? Having an identity crisis, the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Who do you believe they are with? If you're a Republican, give us a call. Who are you with? Paul Ryan or Donald Trump? Can't be with both. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zommers, a pleasant good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
A pleasant afternoon to you as well, Mr. Albaugh.
thank you very much.
I'm doing pretty well. What did I do today? Well, I ran some shows.
You've been working
shows.
Your rear end off. That's what you've been doing.
Mostly that. Took a nice break at lunch. Went over to your past nemesis, Barrique's.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm just trying some different cafes in the area, you know. And nothing personal.
No hard feelings, as the Abbott brothers like to say.
And yeah, got to enjoy a sandwich and a chai latte while reading a book.
Oh, very, very relaxing. Good for you.
It was a very relaxing lunch.
You actually look some of the happiest and most relaxed I've seen you in a while. It must be a very good day for you.
It was pretty nice.
I'm happy for that. I'm happy that you're well. Welcome everybody in across the state of Wisconsin this afternoon. A great show on tap in hour number two. It is our weekly visit with our colleague and friend, Mr. Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke. By the way, I'm not sure I told this story yesterday. And we'll finish up here. In 2:30, at the 2:30 hour, it is Matt Solomon from Crack.com and formerly of The Onion. Matt's going to be in and telling some stories of what it was like to work for The Onion, what it's like to work for a national publication like Crack.com. Well, The Onion's national as well. Satire, humor. How do you write in today's world when sometimes, particularly in Trump world, reality is even stranger than fiction? As they say. So Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 2 or 2:06 after the news, actually. And then at 2:30, Matt Solomon of Cracked.com and formerly of The Onion. This hour, we're going to pick up on this discussion we had yesterday because I was at the Democratic State Convention, Wisconsin Democrats, over the weekend up in Green Bay. My first time, be after years of being a Republican. Of course, I left the party in 2011. Over so-called voter ID bills, which was nothing more than voter suppression. but left the party in 2011. But I finally got to go to a Democratic convention this weekend in Green Bay. Was there for Civic Media. We set up a table to just talk about our product, to talk about our shows. I was there along with Pat Kreitlow, who's on every morning, 6 until 8 a.m. Up North News. Sage Weil, our CEO, majority owner, was there. Mike Kroot showed up, co-host of Devil's Advocates and president of Civic Media. And also Jorge Reyes was also there, our vice president of marketing. So we were all there just talking about Civic Media, and we were expecting to do the same thing next weekend in this coming weekend in La Crosse. Until Republican Party of Wisconsin sent back our registration check. Actually, they had sent us an email and said, we invite you. That was the length. We invite you to be a part of the Republican convention. And then late last week, we got disinvited. Our check was sent back, and we said we couldn't show up. And then yesterday, as we broke the news on this program yesterday, thanks to our colleague, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin every morning from 10 until noon on the Civic Media Radio Network, she had gotten a hold of an email that was sent out by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. And it attacked Civic Media, not directly in name, but there is only one entity that's bought up 18 radio stations across Wisconsin over the last year, and that is us. Specifically, our majority owner, Sage Weil. And went on to say that they were using this to get their base ginned up, you understand. And it was an attack on this network, saying that we were trying to silence their words, not mine, silence Fox News by buying up conservative radio stations, and that it was progressive liberal horse crap or whatever the words they were used, saying we're just an arm basically of the Democratic Party. Well, here's the thing. Number one, we had our owner and CEO on yesterday, Sage Weil. He's been honest since day one when this thing started. Yes, he's been a past Democratic a contributor. Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is, what Republicans aren't telling you is that when you look at the facts, none of the 18 stations that Civic has purchased over the last year were formerly conservative talk radio programming. None, not one. What Civic Media has done over the last year is add another voice to the public town square. Last time I checked, that was the First Amendment. And last time I checked, the Republican Party is all about the First Amendment. Why? What are the Republicans so scared of? They don't want to talk about their agenda. Is it their ideas suck? Or is it that they don't agree with Paul Ryan? We'll play a cut from this morning on CBS This Morning. Hear from Paul Ryan after this. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. This is the Tom Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbus Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high 87 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 83. Friday, 84. Our next chance of rain will come with scattered showers and thundershowers Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Show us now 1:15 across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Keeping track of as well this hour, watching some live video feed here. Apparently, the former president, Donald J. Trump, has arrived at the courthouse in Miami to go to his arraignment. Being arraigned as we speak. Mugshots reportedly will be taken. Fingerprints. Although they don't do the ink anymore, which I kind of wish they did because I know that would drive him crazy. They do like a scan. So they scan his fingerprints now, apparently.
It's probably more accurate that way too, honestly.
Probably is. And then he has to go before the judge. And interesting to see, I've not heard, I've been kind of getting ready for this show and was on Town Call last hour with the amazing William Walter and Luke Mathers. And it will be interesting to see if he found a local attorney. Because as of this morning, it was being reported he was still searching for an attorney that belonged to the Florida bar that could appear with him. All of his attorneys are from outside of Florida right now because he got rid of a couple of guys or they left. And so, you know, maybe he has to have like, you know, Jane or Joe Schmo, the local prosecutor, or the local public defendant has to show up with him. That'd be a hoot at a federal trial. But anyway, my hope is that everything goes calm and smoothly outside, right? All the protesters and whatnot, anti-protesters, just no injuries, no violence, just, you know, a peaceful demonstration from the outside. But if anything breaks newsy, we will let you know as we keep track of that. The Trump indictment happening now, right now in Miami, Florida. Talking this half hour about going to the state Democratic convention up in Green Bay this last weekend. Here's the story, just a quick aside. Had a woman come up to me there, and she said, what are you on? And I said, I'm on between 1 and 3 o'clock. And she looks at me with these kind of wide eyes, and she says, you're the one who kicked dueling tangents off the air. And I said, I had nothing to do with it. It was, they were not kicked off the air. It's just that people were going to do different duties. And so now, you know, Luke is on with William Walter at 12:15. Great program. But she was holding me personally responsible for not being able to listen to Luke and Brian at 2 o'clock. And then she kind of, once she was convinced that I was, had nothing to do with this, then she says to me, she grabs my arm. And this was witnessed, by the way, by other people. She grabs my arm and she says, but Brian, he should do a nighttime show. Like, you know, call it Bedtime with Brian. Because, I mean, his voice, hot fudge on ice cream. And she kind of bit her lip and rolled back her eyes. I thought she needed a moment. I thought she might need a smoke break. I wasn't sure what was going on. Right? Exactly. That's exactly what it was, right? That was the mood. And I didn't know what to do. So there you go. Brian has a certain effect on some of our listeners. So anyway, that was the Democratic convention. And we were hoping to replicate the same thing, have a booth, let people know who we are up in La Crosse at the Republican side. And we had this all lined up. They had taken our check, and then they sent it back on Friday and said no go. And then they put out this press release, or not a press, it was a fundraising letter, either Sunday or Monday, that was started to attack Civic Media, not by name, but again, if you add up all the...
Yeah,
I mean, there's only one radio group in Wisconsin that's bought 18 stations in the last year, and that's us. Not us, it's our owner, Sage Weil. And started attacking us and him, again, not by name, but you know who it was. And so the question today is, who and what are Republicans afraid of? Why would they be exciting their base? And number one, from a political standpoint, as a person who used to be part of the Republican Party for 30 years and did strategy for the party and for specific candidates and politicians, You don't do this. In other words, you don't put out public statements or acknowledge someone that you have a disagreement with until you feel you have to. Because once you acknowledge them, it gives them credit. And it legitimizes them. And that's something in politics you don't do with your opponent. Not that Civic is an opponent of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, but apparently that's how they view it. You don't legitimize someone unless you have numbers in hand or evidence that you're convinced of that that entity or person poses a threat to your agenda. And so my guess, having known several of the people that are still at the Republican Party of Wisconsin, that's the case. They're looking at what Civic Media has done in one short year, and they're saying, holy smokes, this is a threat to us. They not that we're coming after it with liberal programming. We're doing something unique in today's world. It's called telling the truth. All right? I mean, the only edict that we have as show hosts from our owner, Sage Weil, is this. Tell the truth and do it with integrity. That's it. That's the only specific directive that we're given. Tell the truth and do it with integrity. And it's long time, well, 8 months or 7 months isn't a long time, but since we've been doing this show since last fall, 7 months, listeners that have been listening to us from the time the show started knows that I've had former Republicans on. Former State Senator Neil Kedzie's been on this show, Republican. He was the former Assistant Majority Leader in the Senate for the Republicans. My former boss, current Republican, still calls himself a Republican. Dale Schultz has been on this program. Still calls himself a Republican. My former boss, Scott Klug, former congressman, been on this program. Still calls himself a Republican. Steve Gunderson, former U.S. congressman for the western side of Wisconsin, has been on this program. I have asked and invited numerous times, both to their face in person and otherwise, to other current sitting Republicans, namely Howard Markline and Tony Kurtz, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz of Southwest Wisconsin, to be on this show, and they won't do it. Via tweet, I invited my old friend, Brian Schimming, now the chair of the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I said, call in. I gave him the number. We'll put you on. We'd love to hear your point of view. Won't do it. And now the Republican Party of Wisconsin disinvites Civic Media and attacks us. What are they so scared of? Let's go to the phones, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Go to Mark in the Sack. What say you?
I think they're afraid of the truth. I mean, listening today on a different, Tom Hart was listing off the people that were involved in the Trump coup plotting attempt, including Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene. They were apparently all on the call. At least back in December, I think, prior to the insurrection on January 6th. And I think they're all sweating bullets now. They're all defending Donald Trump because Trump did not give them the pardons they wanted. And I wonder just how far down and up the food chain the insurrection plotting lasted, because I think that, in my opinion, anybody who's even tangentially involved in it should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Or should be investigated to the full extent of the law and prosecuted if they're found guilty and ejected from office and never be able to hold office again. Also, what's it, two-thirds or three-quarters of the Congress says it's okay for you to hold political office, because these guys betrayed their oath to the Constitution. These guys have forgotten that their oath is to the deep one, to the Constitution, not to Donald, explicit and deleted here, Trump. And they hate the truth. I mean, that Donald Trump is such a stranger to the truth that I think that they've adopted. I mean, I have my own issues with Paul Ryan, but his opposition to Social Security, which provided him with his education, but because his father had passed away, provided his mother with her education so she could get a real estate license, that the hypocrisy there just smacks. But I mean, that I'm pleased to know he's abandoned Donald Trump, but there's... That shouldn't have been hard to do. Right. A man who's so just detached from reality and to the truth and to fidelity to the United States and his oath, that it shouldn't be a tough bridges river to cross to do that.
Sure. And this is an endorsement of Paul Ryan, every policy and thing that Paul Ryan stands for. I'm just simply saying, I'm looking for something, Mark. I'm just looking for something on the Republican side, anybody who is willing to at least call Trump out. And right now, Paul Ryan is one of about a handful, literally. But I think you're absolutely right, Mark. You hit it on the head in your first comment. It's about the truth, right? It's about the truth. And they're scared. Republicans seem to be scared of the truth because they won't come on this show, the ones, at least the sitting ones in office right now. And, you know, only former Republicans have come on the show. And we've had a lot of them. And the Brian Schimming doesn't want to come on the show. And now we're disinvited from the Republican convention. Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. Have a great day up there in the SAC. 844-967-2789. Please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. What are Republicans so scared of right now? Go to Susan calling from her car. Susan, thanks for joining us. What say you?
Oh, I'm thinking they're just really afraid of being called to speak the truth. It's like on the Face the Nation, they have Republicans on there to talk about Donald Trump, and everybody is afraid to say he was wrong. And in life, people are wrong all the time, and they have to be accountable for whatever they do. So I think it is just too bad that it's a party over the people in Wisconsin.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Oh, and I just want to say, Todd, how much I enjoy your show. I don't get to listen to you as often as I would like to, but I really enjoy it. I like everything that's coming on, and I like to hear different voices. I like to hear different takes, because that's the only way you learn what you stand for in life, is if you listen to other people.
Well, we appreciate your kind words, Susan, and it's a team here. It's Mr. Zommers, our producer-engineer, and Chris Pauls, our executive producer, and the entire Civic team. It takes everybody, and we really appreciate you listening and tuning in. Thank you so much, Susan. Have a great day. That is Susan from her car. You can be like Susan. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Susan brings up a great point. And that is, the only way that we learn is to listen to one another. And that's why I have invited on, that's why I've had on several Republicans, former elected officials who are Republican. That's why we have continued to invite on current Republicans, the current Republican Party chairman of Wisconsin, and others. And here's what I can't figure out. When I was part of the Republican Party, and Tommy Thompson was governor, I mean, Tommy would run to a camera or a reporter any place he saw it, because he was excited to talk about his agenda. When I worked for former Congressman Scott Klug, he used to joke around. He said, "I feel a little bit like Jesus Christ, because where two or three are gathered, there I am also." You know, I mean, he loved to talk to anyone, because he believed in his ideas. He believed in what the Republican Party at the time was selling. Why don't current Republicans believe enough in what they're selling to simply talk about it? As Rush Limbaugh used to say, "I'm a harmless little fuzzball." Come on back. We're going to hear from Paul Ryan, former Speaker of the House. We have him on tape from this morning, what he thinks of Donald Trump. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Special Report. Former President Trump is facing 37 felony counts related to the mishandling of classified documents. CBS's Scott McFarlane in Miami with what happened during his first court appearance.
He arrived, according to the marshals, about an hour in advance of getting into the courtroom. They took those fingerprints. They took his social security number, his birth date, all the things you get from a criminal defendant for the booking process.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson on what next.
The next thing that will happen in the process will likely be discovery, where the federal prosecutors will turn over to Donald Trump and his team the volume of information they've collected in this investigation. And that could take quite a while.
Trump's response:
"I will appoint a real special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the United States.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Stacy Lynn.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 1:33 on a Tuesday, the 13th of June, 2023. Glad to have you along with us, along with our producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. Invite your calls. Following up on this breaking story we had for you yesterday that broke while we were on the air, thanks to our colleague, Kristen Bry, the host of As Goes Wisconsin, every morning from 10 until noon across this same network. Great program along with Jay and Matt Nair. Do an outstanding job. Kristen had gotten a hold of an email, a fundraising email that the Republican Party of Wisconsin sent out, in which it openly attacked Civic Media and our owner, Sage Weil, accused us of buying up former Fox News stations, silencing their words, not mine, silencing Fox News and the conservative voices.
Which is false.
Which is false, because none of our stations that are now under the Civic banner were previously conservative talk stations. None, zero, zilch. So what Civic, all that Civic has done is add another voice in the public town square. An unfettered network, free of corporate conglomerate ownership, an independent owner who simply wants to find the truth. That's it. We're just adding a voice. It's First Amendment stuff. Free speech. But apparently the Republican Party of Wisconsin feels threatened by this. So lashed out and said a lot of nasty things. Why are Republicans so scared? Are they scared because they don't have a message that connects with a majority of Wisconsinites? 844-967-2789. Welcoming your calls. 844-967-2789. Or make it easy. 844-96-PARTY. 844-96-PARTY. Give us a call. Tell us your view. The former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, native of Janesville, Wisconsin, former torchbearer for the Republican Party, was Mitt Romney's running mate for vice president in 2012, and then became Speaker of the House. At one time, he was the highest elected Republican official in the United States of America, second in line to the presidency, behind only Mike Pence. Had all the same classified documents or access to them that the president and vice president has. He's been there. I would find it, Paul Ryan and I are about the same age, early 50s. I've had drinks with Paul Ryan at, long ago at Wisconsin Republican conventions in Green Bay, of all places. And, you know, a nice, he deer hunts out in my neck of the woods, pun intended. Heck of a nice guy if you just talk to him as a person. Now, I may disagree with some of his policy issues, but as I told Mark from the SAC, I'm just looking for anybody in my former party who is willing to call out Donald Trump by name and disavow him. Anybody. And here the former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, was on CBS Mornings this morning, and here's what he had to say in his opening statement.
Former President Donald Trump will make history today when he appears in a Florida court. As you've heard, he faces 37 federal counts related to the alleged mishandling of some of America's most closely guarded national security secrets. He is expected to plead not guilty, and he's getting a lot of support from fellow Republicans. Only on CBS Mornings, former Speaker, that would be Paul Ryan, is here to talk about that and some other things that were mulling over today at the table. He was a Republican's vice presidential nominee back in 2012. We welcome you, Mr. Speaker. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again,
really too. Really good to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be with you.
So we're saying, you know, he's getting support from a lot of fellow Republicans. Are you one of those that are going, Donald Trump is my guy?
Yeah, no, I've been a never again Trumper for some time now.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not a Trump fan. I want to win. And if we nominate Trump, we're going to lose. He hasn't won anything since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the House in 18. We lost the presidency in 20. We've lost the Senate. We would have won the Senate this time in 22 had it not been for Trump and his nominees in some of our key primary elections. And my guess is we probably would have picked up 10 to 15 seats in the House if it weren't for, you know, his involvement.
Well, you know, when Marco Rubio was here yesterday,
there was Paul Ryan talking to Gayle King on CBS Mornings this morning, making it very clear. No. Equivocation there. He is a never again Trumper. And this follows up, of course, him being on the Milwaukee TV station here, a couple of months ago, saying that if Trump is the Republican nominee next year, Paul Ryan will not attend the Republican National Convention when it's held in Milwaukee. And again, you can disagree, as to some degree I do, on some of the policy things that Paul Ryan stands for. But at least he's willing to say he's not with Trump. I mean, you go up to the Republican convention in La Crosse this weekend, stand out on the sidewalk, interview 100 people that go in there, and ask them, if Trump is the nominee, will you support him? I'd be shocked if you found more than two. Shocked. Later on in this interview this morning was Gayle King and Tony DeCoppel and Nate Burleson on CBS Mornings. He was asked by Nate Burleson, look, what about this cultural stuff? The anti-woke stuff, the Ron DeSantis stuff. And here's what Paul Ryan had to say about that.
Just quickly, I know we have to go, but Republican lawmakers around the country are pushing legislation when it comes to banning books. It could be trans rights. Call it anti-woke, or however you want to label it. Is that a good approach, a good strategy? You're a football fan. Is that the way you should approach it?
Yeah, I'm not a culture war guy. I think it's really polarizing. Look, on some of these issues, I'll side, with the anti-woke crowd. But to me, I'm worried about a debt crisis. I'm worried about, you know, the future of our country and China. There are big policy problems that we need to tackle if we want to have a great 21st century for this country. My work at AEI Notre Dame and my Poverty Foundation is all about poverty and upward mobility. You know, what I worry about are the big policy challenges that are going unresolved or made worse by Joe Biden. So that's why I want to win this election so we can actually fix these big policy problems. Yeah. Culture war politics is good primary election politics. It's very divisive, but it's effective politics. It's effective politics. I'll grant you that. But for me, I'm an old Jack Kemp guy. I believe in inclusive, aspirational politics. Solve problems. We got huge problems.
Yeah.
So
we got a debt crisis coming. So we got to get on top of that. Neither Biden or Trump are good on this issue.
So there you go. Now, if I wanted to, if Mr. Zomers and I wanted to, I could have cut it off. And just, you know, the part about where he, you know, says he's, you know, against the culture war. But we let it play out. And I don't care if he takes a shot at Biden. Because that is, in my opinion, that is a normal and legitimate view to have. That I, as a person from the opposition party, do not agree with Joe Biden on his China policy or his fiscal policy. That's a legitimate view. Doesn't mean I agree with it, but that's a legitimate view that we here at Civic Media are pleased to let air.
It's just like you said before, that even if you disagree with several of the things that Paul Ryan stands for, he at least has coherent opinions and seems to live in the same reality that we do and see, okay, here's what's happening. Here are problems that I see. I think these solutions are better.
Right.
And we'll call out certain individuals and former presidents who do not live in the same reality.
And here's the other thing I liked about his comment, that I don't want to say he disavowed himself, but he clearly is not on this bandwagon of banning books and attacking trans people and going after, you know, minority rights, equal rights, I should say.
It's a low bar, but it's a bar that most Republicans are not clearing. Like, the bar is in the basement and they're digging underneath the foundation.
That's a great point, Mr. Zomers. It is a very low bar. I'll grant you that. But again, I'm just looking for anything right now. And I think this interview, I wish it had been directly with Civic Media. And again, I would invite Paul Ryan on this program anytime, anywhere. We'll make room for him at this table. But Civic Media is not here in existence to stifle conversation. Quite frankly, it's the opposite. We want to have conversations. We want to have all voices represented because we believe, like Abraham Lincoln, that given the facts, people will make the right decision for themselves. The key is facts. And it's very different to have a guy like Paul Ryan talking about, hey, I have a difference of opinion on Joe Biden's China policy versus the sky is green when it's actually blue. Now, we're going to call that out. When you have straight up lies that are factually incorrect. To say that Donald Trump, you know, if you have somebody on the program that says Donald Trump won the 2020 election, well, that's just a straight up provable lie, factual lie. We're going to call that out. But if you have legitimate policy differences, we want to have that discussion. 844-967-2789. Phone lines are ringing now. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your opinion. Would love to hear your opinion on this topic and several others. It's something that we don't mind having conservative voices. In fact, we want to have this discussion, but it can't be just yelling, you know, and misinformation. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. CJ, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you listening.
Well, the misinformation, I guess, only comes when it is a Republican. Because Donald Trump has a reason to be upset. The Durham report proved that. And it's only 150 pages. It's on the internet. You want to see corruption, read the report.
Okay, CJ, can I just interrupt you for a second? I don't, yeah. I don't, I'm happy. If we were going down, if we were talking about Trump, I'd let you go on. That's just not what we're talking about. Here's a question I'd like to ask you, because I know you listen. We appreciate your listenership. I assume you're a Republican, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. Are you a Republican voter?
I vote Republican, but I'm a libertarian.
Okay, fair enough. So let me ask you this question. Someone who votes Republican, do you agree with what Paul Ryan said, that if Donald Trump is the nominee, Joe Biden wins? Or are you someone who says if Trump is the nominee, you'll vote for him?
Well, I'll vote for the Republican nominee, whoever that is. And they've got a lot of great candidates.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say Paul Ryan is part of the reason that Donald Trump, we dealt with. He was one of the conspiracy believers. He was speaker when they had both the Senate, the Congress, and the presidency with Trump. He believed in the Russian conspiracy. That was proven false. He could have gotten a lot more accomplished. So I'm really disappointed in our Paul Ryan.
What do you mean he believed? Can you clarify that for me? What do you mean he believed that Paul Ryan believed in the Russian conspiracy?
Look back at it. He did.
I'm asking you. What was the Russian conspiracy?
His actions did, with policy or lack thereof. But he is right on one thing. China now has a spy station in Cuba, and you guys play a shell game. Watch this over here. Don't look at our current president.
I want to go back to what you said, though. I think you bring up an interesting point, because I was Republican for 30 years. I helped elect countless Republican candidates across the state of Wisconsin. I own that. All right. And when I was growing up, I'm 53 years old. When I was growing up, Ronald Reagan was president and called the Soviet Union an evil empire, and that Russia was not a country you want to do business with. And now we have people in high elected office that are against the war in Ukraine, that snuggle up to Vladimir Putin. Are you saying that you are pro-Putin and pro-Russia?
They're questioning where the money is going. They aren't against the Ukraine war.
I just want to make sure that I understand you. Are you pro-Putin or not? Are you anti-Putin?
See, that's not even a legitimate question.
Sure it is. It's easy for me. I can say I'm anti-Putin.
Oh, my God.
That's easy. It's an easy question, CJ.
You guys don't want to hear my answer.
Well,
okay,
we're
no, I'm not pro-Putin.
Hey, thanks. We got an answer. Thank you. We appreciate you, CJ. Appreciate you listening. Got to get up against the commercial. Thanks for calling in. This is the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbowl Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allbowl Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you
and you could be me
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes,
walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high 87 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny 83. Friday, 84. Next chance of rain will come with scattered showers and thundershowers Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Taking all callers. It's the Tile Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:50 on the time and temperature side. Appreciate you being with us. Coming up next hour, just after 2 o'clock, in his old time slot, Luke Mathers. It is Tuesday Tangents with Luke, and we have all kinds of tangents to go down. Looking forward to having Mr. Mathers on the program here in the next hour. And then coming up at 2:30, Matt Solomon, formerly of The Onion, and now of Cracked.com, a national publication. Great satire, great writing. I'm going to be talking to you, Matt Solomon. How difficult is it to write satire in today's day and age when truth is stranger than fiction? I mean, really, the Kion right now. Kion is a fancy word for saying the banner at the bottom of your TV screen. The Kion last hour on CNN, Donald Trump under arrest in Miami. I mean, hard to write satire that's weirder than that, right? Talking about interviews and not wanting to come on this program, talking about the Republican Party of Wisconsin banning or seemingly to ban civic media, not allowing us to come to the Republican National or Republican State Convention this weekend in La Crosse, like we were at the Democratic Convention in Green Bay last weekend, not having the current elected officials, despite being invited by this program. I also know that As Goes Wisconsin and Kristen Bry has invited numerous times Republicans, current city Republicans on her program, As Goes Wisconsin, and they don't want to come on. They don't want to just have a discussion. And I'm convinced, as a former longtime Republican who left the party in 2011 over so-called voter ID, which were in reality voter suppression bills. That's why I left. I used to be in those rooms. And I know some of the players that are still there. I think they're afraid that their platform doesn't connect with 50 plus 1% of the Wisconsin population. That's what I think. You want to find out how you take on misinformation? Great example right here. We're going to play for you. Last night, California Governor, I believe it was last night, California Governor Gavin Newsom was on Hannity on Fox News. And we don't play a lot of Hannity cuts on this show. But here's a great one, because Gavin Newsom shows us the roadmap of how you take on disinformation. Let's pick it up. Hannity taking on Governor Gavin Newsom of California.
For our president, and I have great confidence in his leadership.
I don't want him to fail.
He's been able to accomplish.
I think his policies are failing.
CHIPS Act, Science Act, do you oppose that?
I will tell you, on every measure, from the economy, inflation, borders, energy, national security, he's missing in action.
Let's talk about them in order.
Hang on. I want to
challenge the premise. You said the economy, 13.1 million jobs he's created. More.
These are post-COVID jobs. Okay. You know that. That's an artificial number.
Then let me stipulate this as an opportunity to engage civilly on this.
Okay.
Fair point. Your president, Donald Trump, lost 2.6 million jobs during his 4 years. We've created 13.1 million. Fine, you can maintain a COVID frame. How about the fact that Joe Biden's created more jobs, six times more jobs, than the previous three Republican presidents combined?
Are you going to tell me, Sean, that the average family, where we have two-thirds of Americans now living paycheck to paycheck...
It was 70% under Trump. That was 70%. It was 70% under Donald Trump.
Pre-COVID, we had the lowest unemployment rate for every demographic.
We have the lowest black unemployment in history. And you are living with the lowest unemployment in our lifetime, Sean.
We had it for every demographic, and the economy was
black unemployment's record low under Joe Biden.
Okay. We had historic low after historic low under Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I mean, but he's cleaned Trump's clock, Biden, in terms of the progress in job creation. Look at what he's done on jobs.
What would you grade?
There you go. You want to know how you take on disinformation? With the truth. But you got to bring the receipts. You can't just talk out of your posterior. Gavin Newsom came loaded for bear with, guess what? Facts and the truth. And Sean Hannity didn't have a leg to stand on. We've delayed it a couple of days. Time now for Board Game of the Week.
I hope you're ready for the delayed, tape delayed. No, it's still live. June 9th edition of Board Game of the Week.
We're a little late. Been a lot of breaking news with the Trump indictment and the stuff going on with the Republican Party of Wisconsin. But Mr. Zomers, we give you the floor for the rest of the next 4 minutes here. Board Game of the Week.
Yeah, just a little bit going on in the world right now. But anyway, Board Game of the Week this time is Machi Koro.
Very good.
A second one as well. They're very similar. So this is a recommendation of them both, Machi Koro and Machi Koro 2. Both of them are 2 to 4 players. It costs about $30, and it takes about half an hour to play. And they're both pretty simple, so it's a nice game to play with your family or when you don't have that much time to play a game. So every player is the mayor of a new town, and you race your opponents to develop your city to a certain point and get the most landmarks and businesses and things like that opened up. You start off with a farm field and a bakery. And they have numbers on them, like 1 through 6, and you roll a die on your turn. And if you roll a 1 and you have a 1 on one of your buildings, that produces a resource for you. And you use that to get more of your buildings and landmarks and businesses. There are fun abilities, like with some of the fields, it doesn't just trigger on your turn. It's like if anyone rolls a 2, you get some wheat, things like that. It's pretty simple, pretty quick. And the art is very pretty. It's like simple, clean lines with bright colors. So it's
nice.
As Todd and I have said before, you got to love a game with nice tactile pieces that
I
just look good and feel good to play.
Right, exactly. How do you spell it for folks, if you could please?
Machi Koro for Machi Koro.
And very good.
That is the Board Game of the Week.
Did we get a cost there, Mr. Zomers? What's the cost of that one?
Yes. It is $30.
$30. Not bad at all. Going to be a little rainy, I think, maybe later on this afternoon or tonight. Pick yourself up a board game. We appreciate you letting us delay that a couple of days on a busy couple of news days here, Mr. Zomers.
Once again, there's just a little bit going on in this country right now.
It's just a little bit going on. Got to have an update for you here at the top of the hour. Former President Donald Trump is under arrest, or at least he was as of a few minutes ago. He may have been arraigned, fully arraigned at this point, and released on his own cognizance. Wouldn't it be great if the judge just said, "Nah, you're going to stay here"? Probably not going to happen, but it would be entertaining. Trump is going through his arraignment right now in Miami. I have an update for you here at the top of the hour. Come back at hour number two and talk to our very own Luke Mathers from Town Call. Also here going down a Tuesday tangent with Luke just after the news at 2:30. Matt Solomon from Crack.com and formerly of The Onion on how weird is it to write satire in this day and age. All that and more of your phone calls as well along the way. Thanks for joining us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allball Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through,
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.